But I guess that's all of them coal there, I guess.
Yeah, but the wooden ones you'd call buckets?
Yeah, buckets, wooden buckets.
Okay.
Old looking buckets.
Is there anything, what would you milk in?
Oh, you milk in one of those pills I was talking about, like the wooden or the aluminum pill of milk in, something like that. You milk in there, aluminum bucket.
Let me close this door, just to, I'm afraid that's picking up the noise. This microphone.
Yeah.
What would you carry food to the hogs in?
In it's some any kind of pill. We call it slop bucket. I don't know what you call it.
Yeah.
Big old bucket, something like, you know, slop bucket. That's what we always take it usually. Yeah. Big old bucket with a long handle to it. Hold a lot of hog slop.
What sort of things would you have in the kitchen to cook in?
Oh, we have my long them day now, what we had to cook in, we had to, when we coming up, we didn't have no stove.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what to do about the stove, nothing like that. We cooked in the fireplace. Like I tell you about that fireplace, making that fireplace. Cooking the fireplace, put your wood in there and let it burn down until cold.
Mm-hmm.
You put your skillet, we have one coal skillet, one in the oven, one in the pot, and all like that, and put that in there. And cook on it, fry the meat in the frying pan, and that's what we cooked on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was the difference between a skillet and an oven?
Well, an oven is a pretty big, a larger size than a
mm-hmm.
skillet. Oven is a pretty good size. Now, you take that oven, put it in there, and it's real wide, you know, it holds 20 biscuits. And you cook, bake them in there,
mm-hmm.
put all that in there. And the other one, the skillet, you fry it in here, you fry the meat, and they don't hold quite so much.
Mm-hmm.
And all like that.
Did these have legs on them?
They had legs on them. Okay.
All of it did? Skillet
all of them,
too?
All one of them had legs on them. Part, nothing had legs.
What about something without legs on it?
I don't remember having nothing without legs.
What about the things that you use now in your kitchen?
Well, we don't have no legs on them. See, everything flat now, just round.
What do you call them now?
I just call them frying pan and all like that, cook. Pot, cook pot, and all like that.
What about something that you'd have out in your backyard to heat the water to boil the clothes in?
I really don't know what you mean.
You know, some big black thing, iron thing, bigger than too big to fit in a fireplace.
Oh, yeah, you talking about a pot?
Uh-huh.
Big old wash pot?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. That's what we boil our clothes in then.
Yeah.
Yeah, wash pot. We call them wash pot.
Uh-huh.
That's what it was. We had a wash pot. And it was too big. We sit in that fireplace. That's what we call it, wash pot.
Mm-hmm. What would you use to heat up water for tea?
Tea?
Mm-hmm.
Well, them days we just use the same thing. Use the fireplace, sit on the fire. We had a kettle, steam kettle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And put heat on it. That's the only thing we had, didn't have no legs, it was a killer.
Mm-hmm.
Sit heat on some cool, and let it get hot, and